This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The e-commerce site for the maker movement, Etsy, is set to sell stock to the public for the first time this week. Last year, the online retail platform generated revenues approaching $200 million, a jump of about 56% over the year before, according to SEC filings. But to raise the cash from this week's IPO, Etsy is setting its sights on smaller, individual investors. Reporter Gigi Duban has more.
You need a lot of money, you go to the folks with the deepest pockets, right? Not if you're Etsy, a site that matches up sellers who make feather hairpins with the people who want to buy feather hairpins.
This is the marketplace for small companies, small brands, small businesses to find an audience and to grow.
That's Wendy Liebman, CEO of WSL Strategic Retail. She says as Etsy grows, the company wants to show it's not selling out. To do that, Etsy is reportedly focusing on small investors, including some of the sellers on its own site. Kirthi Kalyanam teaches marketing at Santa Clara University. He says that's a good way to avoid tensions down the road.
It becomes easier from a corporate governance point of view because all the decisions you make are pretty well aligned.
Kalyanam says without that alignment, the company is more susceptible to pressure from big outside investors who couldn't care less about vintage bath towels if stock prices are in the toilet. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.